USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is raising more concerns about coronavirus and teen illegal immigrants being housed in the state.
Every single day that passes, we learn more failures by the Biden administration with regard to all of these federal facilities they're using to house the migrants.
The Republican governor saying there's no fencing around the Midland migrant facility, along with not enough guards, meaning teens could leave the facility when they want. The Ag Department is increasing the federal program that aims to curb food insecurity in families. SNAP is getting $3.5 billion from the massive stimulus package. In a statement, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the agency is committed to fighting food insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
Police in Colorado are warning of an active shooter at a supermarket in Boulder. On Twitter, the Boulder Police Department saying there's an incident at the King Soper's, which is a brand of Kroger markets. AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ajish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When it comes to pandemics, is the United States prepared for another pandemic?
In the last week, many have marked the one-year anniversary of the start of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, reflecting on the ways life has changed in the last 12 months and mourning those lost to the virus. But some health officials have also been looking for ways to protect against the next pandemic. The former science advisor for Operation Warp Speed says that a large investment in vaccine manufacturing capabilities is needed. Dr. Mansif Slawi tells CBS News that the cost of the investment would be a drop in the bucket compared to the cost of another pandemic.
The preparedness, in my view, should in particular include availability of manufacturing capabilities, which means manufacturing sites, manufacturing equipment, and manufacturing people that are running the manufacturing of vaccines on an ongoing basis. We should be having laboratories and manufacturing sites dedicated to discovering, developing, manufacturing, and stockpiling vaccines.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Arkansas is on track to end its mask mandate. Governor Asa Hutchinson hopes to make the move at the end of the month. He says some of the goals he set in February have been met, such as coronavirus hospitalizations falling to fewer than 750. Still, he believes people will mask up on their own when they can't social distance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.